Pass the Damn Ball. Welcome to Pass the Damn Ball. I am your host, Mitchell Adams. You can follow me on Twitter at MitchAdams209. Follow me on Instagram at MitchAdams209. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at PassTheDamnBall_. We are a day past the Super Bowl Sunday festivities. It's not just, you know, the football game. Super Bowl Sunday has a ton to offer, from the media week to everything going forward. But there was a game that was played, apparently. And my fantastic co-host to my right here, John Adams, is here, my dad, to give us some insight on what he saw for the game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. Final score, Eagles 40, Chiefs 22. Dad, take it away.
Well, welcome, everybody. Happy Monday. You know, the saddest part about the Super Bowl is the close of a season. And it was really a pretty exciting 2024 NFL season. And the final game really kind of says it all. From Hurts being the MVP, averaging 6.5 yards per carry, total of 72 yards rushing, to Patrick Mahomes being sacked a career-high 6 times, 3 turnovers, and all that, and the Eagles didn't even blitz once. So it was a great game, I thought. It was a great ending to a great season, and really wanted to start it all off really with kind of finding you, Mitch, and asking you and finding out what really stood out the most to you about this Eagles 40, Chiefs 22 Super Bowl.
42 dropbacks for the Kansas City Chiefs. 0 blitzes. You hit the nail right on the head mentioning the Eagles did not blitz all night. I think that is what stands out. Cool, Jalen Hurts won the MVP. Congratulations to him. He did nothing. He did great. He rose to the occasion. However, you could have made a great case, and you argued about, well, not argue, but you made the claim that it could have gone to Sweat. And you could have given it to that front four. It was very much New York Giants versus New England Patriots Super Bowl type of win. The Baltimore Ravens, when they defeated the New York Giants, defensively dominated performance for the Philadelphia Eagles. Did you see the same thing out there?
Oh my gosh. Well, how could you not? And I think who saw it the most was Patrick Mahomes when he was looking up at the ceiling, lying on his back. So it was quite a defensive show. Some of the things that really stood out, Barkley, he breaks Terrell Davis's 26-year record for the most yards from scrimmage in a season, accumulating 2,857 yards. Andy Reid breaks Bill Belichick's playoff record for coaching, the number of playoffs coached in his career, 45 games. That's his 45th game. Wow. So he just broke Bill's record. And a little trivia for you. Let's test your knowledge, because there are 3 active coaches currently in the top 10 of most playoff games coached all time. Can you name those 3 active coaches?
You're going to put me on the spot.
On the spot. Woo!
All right. Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll is one.
Ding, ding, ding. Mike Tomlin. Wow. Andy Reid. Well, I mean, are we counting Andy Reid? So there's
no,
three others.
Three active coaches. Correct.
Harbaugh.
John, well, you didn't say which one, but yes,
Baltimore Ravens.
John Harbaugh, that's correct.
Yes. And then I would like to say Mr. Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan. Okay. Not the 49ers head coach.
No.
Someone in the AFC West.
He's been an NFC coach his whole career.
His whole career, he's been an AFC coach.
NFC coach.
He's an NFC coach. Wow. Right now, is he coaching the same team that he has been for a while?
Right now, he just was unable to get a contract with that team. And so just as of now, he's become a free agent. But he said he's going to wait until next year.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Mike
is
McCarthy.
Right.
Mike McCarthy.
And Mike McCarthy, that's correct.
God, so should have known that.
So Andy Reid just got just coached his 45th playoff game. John Harbaugh has 24, Pete Carroll 22, and Mike McCarthy 22. So just a little tidbits there for you. Hurts becomes the fourth quarterback in history to win a Super Bowl after losing the first Super Bowl that he started in. Lynn Dawson, Bob Greasy, John Elway are the other three. The Eagles had more rushing than passing yards for the season. That's the first team since the 1975 Pittsburgh Steelers to actually have more rushing yards than passing yards in a season and win the Super Bowl. Devontae Smith, fourth player ever to win the Super Bowl, the Heisman, and a college national title, along with, can you name any of the other three?
Oh, man. Not on the spot, like, not okay, as quickly as the coach's answer.
That's right. Woodson.
Man.
I thought you might know Woodson, so I didn't mean to put you on a spot of something you might not know. But Woodson was one. Marcus Allen and Tony Dorsett are the others. Donald Trump, first sitting president ever to attend a Super Bowl. And I've got other facts as well, but I've got a question for you. So out of like some of these stats, and you know, you look at history and it's rich with history. You look at the players from yesterday. You talked about a couple. We've talked about a couple. Which players really surprised you the most? Both positively, wow, that person really surprised me. And negatively, dang, I thought more of that person potentially.
The whole rushing game plan for the Kansas City Chiefs. Mahomes led the Chiefs in rushing. 4 carries, 25 yards. 4 carries for 25 yards. He was the rusher, leading rusher in both of those categories.
Ouch.
Kareem Hunt, 3 rushes for 9 yards. P. Ryan, 1 rush for 8 yards. And Mr. Isaiah Pacheco, only 3 rushes for 7 yards. That's a total of 11 carries between 4 players. 11 carries for 49 yards. I understand the Chiefs got down quickly, but and they struggled moving the ball on the ground, but so did the Eagles. Saquon was contained. This game was 40-22 with the Chiefs defensive line, which I say they played the best out of anybody, of any sort of member on the Chiefs. They contained Saquon Barkley, 25 rushes for Saquon for 57 yards. Jalen Hurts had 11 carries for 72 yards. Mr. Kenneth Gainwell, 6 carries, 10 yards. And of course, Kenny Pickett in garbage time, he took the knee, so 3 carries minus 4 yards. Team as a whole, 45 carries for 135 yards. That's 45 carries compared to 11 carries. So that, I think, game planning, Andy Reid, it looks like he didn't even make any second half adjustments. This was the worst game for Patrick Mahomes, you could argue, since his first year as a starter. But when it mattered most, this was his worst show out. And Tom Brady is now 2-0. I should say Patrick Mahomes is now 0-2 when Tom Brady is participating in a Super Bowl now. So he lost to Tom Brady when it was the Bucs versus Chiefs. And then now Brady was the lead broadcaster in Mahomes when it was a pinnacle of, okay, it could be a real argument about who the GOAT is. If Mahomes gets this three-peat, he falls flat on his face and he does not show up.
And ironically, the Eagles are 2-0 when Tom Brady is involved.
Wow.
The Nick Foles MVP year was against Tom Brady.
Brady.
And then Tom Brady last night. So so just to offset the 0-2, there's a 2-0 in there as well.
Pass the damn ball.
So another question for you. Average ticket price for last night's Super Bowl was $8,076. That's just to get in the darn gate. So after watching the Super Bowl, Mitch, after seeing the game played, after watching the halftime show, if money was not an issue, would you think that $8,076 is worth that ticket to get in and attend what you watched on television for free?
Hell no, but but I think you have to make, if you're in that position, consciously make the decision, expect this, because you can't just lie to yourself and say, oh, it could, you know, my team's going to be in it all the way, or we're going to blow out. I mean, it's not fun when you're the losing fan, as, and you can speak highly of that as someone who went to a Super Bowl and saw John Elway and that Terrell Davis team defeat the Green Bay Packers. Mm-hmm. How was it? What vivid, painful memory like stood out to you as someone who's been in that position?
Yeah. Well, I only paid $1,500 for that ticket.
Okay.
But to your point, and you're right, there's a lot more emotion involved when it's your team mm-hmm. that's there mm-hmm. and playing. And so win or lose, I have no regret paying the money, going down to San Diego, watching my Packers try to win back-to-back Super Bowls, and losing to John Elway for his first Super Bowl victory. It was well worth it for me.
Good, good. So the concert itself, that was the best part of last night. And there may be a total bias just because of my respect for Kendrick Lamar, how he's been one of my favorite rappers, very much somebody I've been listening to for over a decade. Put him in the big three category with Drake and J. Cole. And last night there was big controversy with, you know, Kendrick playing Not Like Us, the beef, Serena Williams being there. That was probably one of my favorite moments of the entire event that the Super Bowl is. But would I have paid that much money knowing everything? No.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, that's very good. I appreciate the honest response there. So a couple other facts. Donald Trump, first sitting president to attend a Super Bowl. It would have been interesting to see if he will attend next year. And I want to find out from you, what do you think the odds are of him attending a Super Bowl in California versus Louisiana? Anyway, the Travis Kelce, 34 receptions all time in Super Bowl, passes Jerry Rice for most catches. And then it was interesting because the Chiefs were going for a three-peat. No team has ever three-peated for a Super Bowl victory in the Super Bowl era, which started in 1967. So, but there has been a team that has three-peated in the NFL prior to the Super Bowl era, and kind of actually going into the Super Bowl era. The Packers actually did it twice. Mm-hmm. They did it from 1929 to 1931 and 1965 to 67. So the Green Bay Packers still remain the only NFL franchise ever win three in a row. Now, let's talk about some other sports. There have been three-peats in other sports. Can you name any other three-peats that have gone on aside from the NFL?
Oakland Athletics in the 70s.
1972 through 74.
Yep. I want to say the Yankees.
The Yankees did it in the 80s.
Okay,
80s. That's correct.
Lakers, then that's the most recent three-peat with Kobe and Shaq's Lakers.
Correct.
This is with all four of the big national sports, right?
That's correct.
Was there another NBA? Oh, Celtics?
No. No?
No Celtics?
The Celtics, they won 10 titles, 11 titles, back in the 40s, 50s.
Right.
So they did get a three-peat way back when.
Right, right.
But the Bulls have done it twice.
Yes. Mr. Jordan did that twice, and he's still the only person to have done the three-peat twice.
That's correct. The Canadians have done it, the Islanders, so both of the NHL. And there's one team I want to throw at you. Let's see if you can name the league that they play for that was a three-peat. This is the Houston Comets.
The Houston Comets?
That's correct.
WNBA?
Of the WNBA. Wow. Hey, that is correct. Great answer. Good job. The so those have been the only three-peats in the major sports histories of all time. So it could obviously it's going to be a while before someone in the NFL does it, if they ever do it again. So anything else you would like to cover on the 2024 season, specific to the Super Bowl, the season, any kind of closing comments? Because I want to get to the not too early predictions for 2025.
Real quick, just to address that, will Trump go, will he have the balls to go to California and watch a Super Bowl next year? I don't think so. And I think also what had to do with that decision of him attending this year was that it was for Fox. And there was a lot of interesting commercials. Fox, even though Kanye West has been saying a lot of anti-Semitism this week, Fox still went ahead and aired his commercial. And I think that speaks to just poor decision-making from the network itself. I mean, I'm obviously there's a group that does root for that type of evil, and shame on them, but that whatever. Donald Trump being in attendance in Fox as the broadcast, Louisiana, he's not going to get an applause like that if he were to show up in California next year. And so for that reason, I think he's going to stay away.
Gotcha. Okay. Very good. I love the Snoop Dogg and the Tom Brady commercial.
Nah.
And their message of, it's too bad that we really have to be having a commercial specific to hate.
That's cool you liked it. I thought it was...
I like the message.
I like the message. I thought it was... It could have been done... I don't know. I didn't like that it was Brady and Snoop. It just... Especially with Snoop selling his soul to do the inauguration. But that's just me.
Yep, understand. So, not too early predictions for 2025. So next year, the Super Bowl is in Santa Clara, California. So looking at the teams, looking at what transpired in 2024, thinking about possibilities for 2025, just right off the cuff, who do you see in the Super Bowl for 2025, and who do you see winning it potentially?
Oh my God, man. I mean, I don't even like to answer that question when we're in September. So I'm not going to give you a Super Bowl prediction of what I like or who, because it's just there's way too many free agents that need to happen, trades, and of course the draft, which plays a huge factor. However, we will go to the DraftKings Studio Lounge here and we will look at early odds.
Okay.
And I'll go, what odds do I like for Super Bowl?
Fair enough.
We got plus 600 for the Eagles, plus 700 for the Chiefs. In those same odds as the Chiefs are the Bills and the Ravens at plus 700. The next NFC team is the Detroit Lions at plus 1,000. And then it's San Francisco at plus 1,600. They are the sixth favorite. Does that make sense to you right now?
Well, that's why Debo wants out, I think. I think. But
well, that's why.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Maybe everybody sees something that we don't see. But do they have... They have some very good players. They went through some growing pains this year, some injuries as well. So could they be a pretty strong contender? Yes. I could see them being up there. I myself, for my not too early predictions, I'm going to go with the Bills and Lions with a brand new potential Super Bowl winning team for 2025, a team that has never won the Super Bowl before.
Man, that just seems like some Jiminy Cricket when you wish upon a star. Why are you giving the never Super Bowl crowd hope so early in February, the day after we just witnessed the Eagles beat the Chiefs?
Because I love underdogs, number one. Number two, both teams are extremely loaded, and I think they'll be better next year. Number three, Detroit had so many injuries on defense throughout the entire year, that they really had some problems toward the latter part of the year and such. So I think they'll come back stronger, and I see those two being there. So that's my early prediction without any other, you know, any other information specific to the draft or free agency or, you know, kind of what happens here or there, but just off the top of my head.
Commanders and the Packers are the two next with the best odds, 7th and 8th, with plus 1,800 odds to make it to the Super Bowl. They have the Commanders and the Packers on the same level. We will see what happens. Dad, thank you for coming on. Was there anything else you wanted to address with this crazy Super Bowl weekend and this crazy NFL season?
It's been fun. I've appreciated you having me on from time to time. Really enjoyed your podcast. Encourage others to continue to listen. And really looking forward to an exciting 2025.
Same here, man. And I'm going to be continuing writing for Cheesehead TV, just to make that announcement. I'm going to be writing articles once a week going up to the draft. So we'll still be talking football even in the off season, which is very exciting. We also got basketball. It is basketball season, so this podcast, although it's been football, heavy football, all season long, we will now be switching to basketball coverage of Pass the Damn Ball. Looking forward to talking to you next time. I'm Mitchell Adams.
I'm John Adams.
Have a great day. Pass the damn ball.